What up, chicken heads? This is episode 32 of this Audio Boo podcast. And Merry Christmas. Happy whatever. I don't know. I'm Asian. I don't do that shit. That's not to say that I don't know that it happens or whatever. I really don't care. It's not my thing. My family never really did it. And it's really this time of year for me is really more of just a fucking annoyance, because people don't know how to drive after, I don't know, mid-November. People just lose all ability to put their feet on a fucking gas pedal. So I don't care, and I spend Christmas Eve generally at my in-laws having dinner, and they don't cook. I'm not gonna get into it, but basically, the white friend was raised on microwave shit. Not like really like lean cuisines or Stouffer's or anything like that, but just not cooking. But you know, maybe I'm spoiled because in Asian families, Chinese to be specific, we have everything fresh. You know, you go out that day to buy the vegetables or the meat that you're gonna eat that night. So, you know, maybe I'm spoiled, but all at the same time, you shouldn't be eating out of a fucking can or microwave every night of your life. That's just me. And you know what? Microwaving steak, not kosher, not cool. You know, unless you're just fucking lazy. But you can't do that like every night or every time you have steak. That's not what you do. You gotta cook it properly once. And you know, just because it was flash frozen after it was properly cooked by Stouffer's doesn't mean that you can do that every time. Totally off track, but yeah, you know, this whole thing, and I know it's been beaten to death or whatever, but I've never really said anything about it. I'm not really a religious person, and I wouldn't even really say that I'm spiritual. Like I used to be, but I kind of just decided that none of it really fucking matters. But that's not to say that I'm atheist or agnostic or whatever. I just don't really think about it. And I don't talk about religion. It's not my thing. I don't like talking about religion. I feel it's too personal of a subject. And, you know, this isn't the proper place for me to talk about that kind of stuff. And some dude just flashed his high beams at me. That either means they're a deer or a cop here. And or maybe it's because I have my cell phone up to my ear, because I know that's against the law now. So if there's silence for a little bit, then you'll know it's because there's a cop and I'm putting my phone down. But where was I going? Oh yeah, with the whole thing where it's like happy holidays because people have to be PC, because saying Merry Christmas is dumb. I don't know, because it's. I don't know. Do Jewish people, do non-Christian Catholic people really get offended when people say Merry Christmas? I can understand feeling left out, but offended, you know, if you're not of, you know, the Christian faith or whatever it is, all those trees, I don't know how it works. I don't care how it works. If you're not of those and you're offended, you're probably an asshole. You know, that's how I feel about it. You're a dickhead, and you just want to be all about me, me, me. And, you know, in that case, fuck yourself, because it's not about you. It's about, you know, being happy and people around you enjoying the time of the season as well. So what I really hate is commercials that are like, you know, happy holidays, but all of the iconic symbolism in the commercial is Christmas, because nobody fucking knows what Jewish holiday stuff is. No offense, seriously, but if you're not Christian, we don't know what you do. You know, and I'm not Christian. I'm just saying this as a person who's an outsider who doesn't know stuff about religions. I know Jewish people celebrate, you know, a thousand fucking holidays during the year, because I grew up in a fucking county in Maryland where you had off from school every week because of a Jewish holiday, which was cool for me because I'm not Jewish and I just got to just hang out. But I don't know what any of those are, and you know, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I just don't know, and I just don't really care. But you know, I know Jewish have what, the dreidel and the matzah and the candles. I mean, my cousin converted just not too long ago, I think a few years ago, and she's married to a Jewish dude. They have like the cutest baby ever, and they're gonna, and she's gonna be like the best accountant ever, some, you know, Chinese chick and a Jewish dude. But they, like, all of these commercials are happy holidays from, you know, CBS or you know, whatever, IKEA, they probably don't do it, but you know, happy holidays, and then it's, there's like wreaths and holly around it. Well, wreaths and holly are, you know, Christmas-centric symbols, period. So saying, you know, happy holidays or, you know, happy season or whatever people say doesn't matter when you're having Santa Claus say it, because it just negates it and it means Merry Christmas. So, you know, that's what people are trying to do to get around this whole being PC thing. Like, instead of saying, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, here's Santa on the side, just say Merry Christmas in that case. You know, if you are truly offended by Merry Christmas, then you should be equally offended by you know, Happy Holidays with Rudolph the Reindeer sitting next to those words. It's the same thing. And it just pisses me off that you know, if you're gonna be PC, be PC completely, don't half-ass it. Like, I'm not about being PC, but if you're gonna, do it right. Don't do this fucking happy holidays and then fucking, you know, play Jingle Bells in the background. Jingle Bells, which is a fucking Christmas song, you know? It's dumb. It's really stupid. It lacks thinking. It lacks any intelligence, in my opinion. But, you know, I don't care. I tell people Merry Christmas, and people have avoided telling me Merry Christmas before because I'm Chinese, and they think that, you know, Christmas doesn't, you know, exist around the world. You know, it totally does for you ignorant people. One of my listeners specifically, who has an audio boo who I'll never listen to, she knows you know who you are. Christmas exists around the world, and mostly it's just a commercial thing, and that's fine, you know. It's cool, you know, having lights out, it's fine, whatever. So, yeah, fuck that, I hate that shit. But yeah, you know, now it's over, thank God, and there's been this blizzard on the East Coast. It totally missed Maryland, basically, except for the Eastern Shore, which I don't care about, and, like, everybody's stranded at airports, which made my ride really nice to and from work, so thank you, Blizzard. And also, you know, New Year's is coming up, but I don't do anything for New Year's. I haven't in, like, a decade and a half. I just feel I'm too old, and I just don't care. I really don't care. I'd rather stay home and just play video games, or just stay home and sleep, really. You know, drinking's fine, and I do like drinking, but I'm not gonna go out to a bar, on a night where it's crazy. You know, it's probably one of the craziest, it's probably the craziest night of the year since, you know, bars are open later, but, I'm just not about that. I think the last thing that I can remember doing on a New Year's was going to a rock band party, and it was okay. Like, I was tired at, like, 12:30, and it was a dry party, so I didn't even drink, because that group of people just, they don't drink, and that's fine. I get it. People who don't drink, it's fine, but people should be drinking. It's a good thing. Get some of that shit in your system. But the last thing I can really remember doing, other than that rock band party, was playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night with a friend. He was just crashing to my house that night, and we were like, hey, let's play Castlevania, and we did, and it was fantastic, because that's one of the best games ever made, period. And that's really, you know, I don't care about New Year's. This year, I'm supposed to go to a rock band party, but, and I never turn down rock band parties. There are three things in life I never turn down: rock band parties, blowjobs, and Five Guys. And, you know, I'm not going, because one, I don't know where it is. I thought it was at one friend's house, but it's gonna be at some other friend's house past Baltimore, somewhere past Baltimore, maybe even as far as Annapolis, which, for people who don't know, which is basically everybody who doesn't live in the Maryland, Virginia area, Baltimore is not the capital of Maryland. It's Annapolis, where the Navy headquarters is, or whatever, training grounds. I don't fucking know. But yeah, Annapolis, it's somewhere over there. And, from my house, that's a good hour and a half. So I'm not going to do that. Plus I think it's at a friend's house who I've only hung out with this friend like, half a dozen times. So he's cool and all, but I feel rude going to his place and, you know, staying there till like 4 or 5 in the morning. Plus then I'd have to drive an hour and a half home, get home about 6 or 7. I'm just not about that. I'm old, man. I'm just going to stay home, play, like, I don't know, Dance Central until 12:02 and then just sleep because I don't care. But yeah, I'm home and it's fucking windy out. It's fucking stupid. I really don't like the wind. Like, I feel that the wind is trying to, like, recently in the past month, it's really picked up and it's just really fucking annoying. I didn't even tell you guys about the tree that it knocked over in my backyard. This fucking 50-foot tree that's like, I don't know, 4 feet thick, and it almost just demolished my neighbor's house and almost their mother-in-law, which would have been real bad for me. I'm not even going to go into that. But the wind seems like it's just trying to fucking exert itself. Like it's a fucking bully. I mean, this is just me being a douche, but I think the wind is like, since we've moved here, has just picked up and is like, fuck you, I'm the shit. And you know, it shakes my house and it sounds like I'm living on a fucking pirate ship. And I don't like sleeping on the goddamn Amistad when I'm trying to get my sleep on. It's not cool. And the wind should just fucking knock it off. So fuck that shit. But I am home and it is windy now. And I'm going to go inside and look at some naked lady websites. And then I'm going to play some Dance Central because that's what I do. It's Monday. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. That's that. TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Check you guys later, and if you're getting Dance Central, some of you, I know you guys are listening, are getting connects, haha, then you gotta start dancing on there, and I'm gonna whip up on your scores, because I'm king dancer. That's not true at all. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Later, guys.